from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, an Ocean County mother is accused of causing her baby's death in what authorities call a tragic accident.
In Jackson on Saturday, police were called to a home for an injured 10-month-old. Prosecutors say Wendy Castillo-Torres of Lakehurst was using a friend's garage to clean and detail vehicles and put her young son in a bouncy seat on the ground between parked cars. While trying to back a vehicle out, the 30-year-old accidentally lurched forward and pinned the baby, according to police. Castillo-Torres has been charged with causing death while driving without a valid driver's license. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
It's getting more expensive to buy a home in the United States. The average interest rate for a 30-year mortgage moved above 7% on Monday before dropping back down slightly. It comes after Moody's downgraded the U.S. credit rating last week because of the government's growing debt. Mortgage rates have remained near their 25-year peak. The man accused of starting New Jersey's biggest wildfire in 20 years says he told police he wasn't the only one at the site of the bonfire on April 21st.
I told them that there was other people down there. They ignored me, and about 25 minutes later, they let me leave.
Joseph Kling made his comments to reporters on Monday after a brief court appearance in Ocean County. He also says he tried to put the bonfire out by kicking dirt on it. Kling has been charged with arson, aggravated arson, and hindering. A 17-year-old has also been charged in the case. New Jersey News brought to you by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public, and they grow what they sell with the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual plants, roses, and so much more. Visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane. Seaside Park has sworn in a new police chief after its last one retired. Brian McKay was previously a lieutenant, now Chief McKay. He's been in law enforcement for 30 years. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. How much rain are we getting this week? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. High pressure still in control in New Jersey's atmosphere today, keeping skies relatively bright and our weather dry. But here comes an area of low pressure. Arriving late tonight, that'll drive in drenching rain tomorrow. And then as it develops and lingers off the coast Thursday, stays wet and gloomy and cold too. Today looks fine. Increasing clouds, dry, not as windy as yesterday. 65 to 70 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with lows around 50. This evening looks okay. Showers arrive eventually, probably early tomorrow morning. Periods of rain tomorrow, possibly heavy at times. It's going to be cloudy and miserably cool. Highs only in the 50s. And more of the same on Thursday. Still wet, although rain may start to taper off around late afternoon. Highs mainly in the 50s Thursday with some 60s to the south. From the PSENG Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Rockaway is 59, Franklin 62, Beach Haven is 61. Weather brought to you by My Local Roofer. Actually, weather is brought to you by Value City. The Value City NJ Memorial Day sale is going on now. Save $100 off every $1,000 you spend, plus amazing savings on outdoor furniture. Visit ValueCityNJ.com. Some exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.